Does your British friend have hollow legs? David here.
Hello, I'm Kelly.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about hunger and thirst. Conversation takes place at a restaurant.
The speakers are friends.
So they'll use informal English. Okay, let's listen to the conversation. This food is taking a long time to come.
Yeah, and I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten anything since breakfast.
I ate lunch, but I'm still starving.
You're always hungry, but you never put on weight. You must have hollow legs.
I don't eat that much. Anyway, I'm so hungry that I could eat a horse.
Me too. I hope the food comes soon.
Yeah, or I might start eating the tablecloth. Listen to the conversation one time slowly. This food is taking a long time to come.
Yeah, and I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten anything since breakfast.
I ate lunch, but I'm still starving.
You're always hungry, but you never put on weight. You must have hollow legs.
I don't eat that much. Anyway, I'm so hungry that I could eat a horse.
Me too. I hope the food comes soon.
Yeah, or I might start eating the tablecloth. That was an interesting last line in the dialogue.
Oh, Phil's line about eating the tablecloth? Yeah, the dialogue this time was full of idioms and metaphors like that.
What are idioms?
They're phrases where the meaning isn't always obvious from the words used, like hollow legs, which we'll talk about in a minute. I love idioms, though. They're a great way to sound natural and fluent in English if you can use them correctly.
You hear them a lot in casual speech.
Yes, and some of them are so old that nobody knows the real meaning or origin of them anymore.
I think that there are a lot of food idioms and metaphors.
There are. How about eyes bigger than my stomach?
Oh, that means you've chosen more food than you can eat.
Right. Or have a sweet tooth.
Ah, you like sweet foods.
Right again.
Now, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
hungry.
Having a desire or craving for food.
Hungry. Hungry.
Next, we have
breakfast.
The first meal of the day, usually eaten in the morning.
Breakfast. Breakfast.
Next, we have
starving.
Very hungry.
Starving. Starving.
Next, we have
weight.
Amount of heaviness. How heavy something is.
Weight. Weight.
Next, we have
hollow.
Having a space inside, not full.
Hollow. Hollow.
Next, we have
horse.
A large four-legged animal that is used for riding and racing.
Horse. Horse.
And last,
tablecloth.
Material used to cover a table, especially when eating.
Tablecloth. Tablecloth.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
starving,
meaning very hungry. This is an informal expression, right?
Yeah, it's very casual. It comes from the verb to starve, which means to die due to a lack of food or to be in the process of dying. But when people say, I'm starving, they don't mean that.
They're just exaggerating how hungry they are.
Right. That's why it's a casual term, because of that extra meaning.
So, in more formal situations, we'd say,
I'm hungry, or I'm very hungry.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, I'm starving. It feels like I haven't eaten for a week.
Which means, I'm so hungry, it feels like I haven't eaten for a week. Okay, what's the next word?
Hollow legs.
Meaning, can eat a lot without putting on weight. Hollow means an empty space inside something. Legs are the limbs that we walk on. So it's an empty space in our legs.
It's a casual term used for people who can eat a lot of food. The joke is that they're putting the food in their hollow legs.
Ah, because we can't see where else the food could be going.
Right, it's a joke.
Can you say hollow arms or hollow back?
No, people only say hollow legs.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, she eats so much that she must have hollow legs.
Which means, she eats so much that I don't know how she manages to eat it all. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to use the preposition but and the pattern of present perfect plus since to talk about hunger and thirst. Let's begin by going back to conjunctions.
We've spoken about these before, of course. They are words used to connect clauses or sentences. In this lesson, we'll look at the conjunction but, which is a coordinating conjunction, as it connects two clauses of equal importance.
Katrina used this in the dialogue when she said, you're always hungry, but you never put on weight.
Right. We can use but to contrast clause one with an unexpected clause two, like, it's summer, but it's rained every day.
The rain is unexpected because, hey, it's summer. It should be sunny.
Another example is, she always wakes up early, but is still always late. If someone is waking up early, you'd expect them to be on time, right?
Of course. Another example is to have a negative first clause and then contrast it with an affirmative second clause.
This one probably needs a little explaining. Here is an example negative clause. She had no money. That's a bad and negative situation, right?
Yeah, I'd expect bad things to happen if someone had no money.
She had no money, but she was still able to go on holiday. Going on holiday is good.
And unexpected if you have no money.
Another example is, I didn't study for my French exam, but I still scored 100%.
Not studying is bad, but the second clause has the surprising result of still getting 100%.
Another use for but is to highlight exceptions. Everybody but Mark arrived on time.
So everyone arrived on time. Mark was late. It puts those two clauses together.
And makes Mark look really bad.
Let's take a look at one last thing in the dialogue. Katrina says, I haven't eaten anything since breakfast.
Right. That's the present perfect tense plus since. We spoke about the present perfect in lesson 15 and that it is used to talk about an unspecified time in the past.
But that sentence was specific. She was talking about breakfast.
Because she used the word since. We can use since with the present perfect to be more specific.
I have studied English since I was 10 years old.
Perfect example. It's subject, then has or have, followed by the past participle, and then since. And you can make it negative by adding not.
For example, I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Yes, or I haven't drunk anything since this morning.
Maybe we should stop here and get something to eat and drink then.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This food is taking a long time to come.
Yeah, and I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten anything since breakfast.
I ate lunch, but I'm still starving.
You're always hungry, but you never put on weight. You must have hollow legs.
I don't eat that much. Anyway, I'm so hungry that I could eat a horse.
Me too. I hope the food comes soon.
Yeah, or I might start eating the tablecloth.